Thank you for holding. This is Morgan, the supervisor on the floor speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I got charges on my charge card. I just talked to a person in customer support, and I never agreed to these charges on January 4th or February 4th. So my next phone call will be to my charge card unless we can get this taken care of.
Can I get your first and last name?
Last name is Lathrop, L-A-T-H-R-O-P. First name is Allen, A-L-A-N.
And could you verify your mailing address?
11651 Southwest 77th Circle, Ocala, Florida, 34476.
Yes, and I do see an order placed for the Wi-Fi booster.
Correct, that was back
You placed that order, that's an entry gift into our monthly subscription that stayed on our website whenever you placed the order. You also would have had to agree that you read and understood the terms and conditions before you could have placed the order.
I never agreed to no monthly charge. So
the only
way
you could have placed
refunded.
The order would have been to agree to the terms and conditions. What happens when you dispute a charge with they call us, we do verify the terms and conditions that's on the website, we verify with the tracking number that the order was delivered, we also verify with the email address, the phone number, and the mailing address that's on this account, and we verify the order was placed. And your account goes into a chargeback. Once the chargeback happens, any kind of refund.
All right, I'll just
as
report
a courtesy,
to my
we can issue
card.
A 50% refund on the previous charge, but it's a
charge. I already told you, I've already told the other guy. Give me a full refund on January and February of $49.97 each, or I'm reporting it to my charge card company. It's up to you.
Yeah, so we can verify that you did place the order and your account goes into a chargeback. Basically means that your bank gave you a temporary refund during the dispute process, but once we verify the information on the account, they remove that temporary refund and issue what's called a chargeback. We can issue the full refund for February's charge, but that's the most it's a valid charge because you placed the order and would agree to the terms and conditions.
Just waiting for you to give me back my money.
We can issue the full refund for February's charge as well as March's charge.
Okay.
It takes 3 to 5 days for that to post. Would you like a confirmation number?
Oh, really? Why can't it go right directly back to my charge card now?
Because that's a standard refund process for any business. All refunds take 3 to 5 days to post. We have no control over
that. I'll just report it to my charge card then.
A refund still takes 3 to 5 days for that to post. We have no control over that.
All right. Thank you.
Would you like a confirmation number?
Sure, go ahead.
C as in Charlie, 259210.
You said G5?
No, C as in cat, 259210675.
And that's for February's. Okay.
Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.